Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in and joining us today. As always, we welcome you and ask that you would visit our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call and thank them for sponsoring us. Let's see, there's so much going on, it's hard to pick the most important stuff because all of it seems to be the most important stuff, but you know, there's things happening every day that are putting us deeper and deeper in the abyss that I don't know if we'll ever climb out of it or not. But praise God, He's still in control, and we'll keep turning to Him and looking towards Him for guidance, and we'll call on Him to heal our country. And He's promised that if we're faithful to humble ourselves and pray, He'll hear our prayers and heal our land. So let's keep that in mind and keep doing that, and thank Him every day for the blessings that He bestows upon us. Mary, you been keeping up with China. What's going on over there?
China is in negotiations with Aramco Saudi Arabia, which is the major oil company in Saudi Arabia, to buy 5% of the company. Now, what this does and why this is important, first of all, it gives China a voice, albeit a small one initially, in OPEC. Saudi Arabia made an agreement back in the 70s with Richard Nixon that oil would be traded in petrodollars. And that gave us the status at the world as the world reserve currency, which is probably the only reason our dollar has not collapsed with the runaway spending that's going on now. China wants to be the world reserve currency. This is a way of getting the foot in the door, because if they can undermine Saudi Arabia's voice in OPEC, that's something they can take control of, and they can remove us as the world's reserve currency. It hasn't been widely reported, but it's a very important story.
Yep, I'm afraid it's more than just that. China's into a lot of things over here, buying up a lot of property, mm-hmm. buying up a lot of major corporations and businesses. It's really frightening to think of the foothold that they've got in our country and what they could do if they exercise control over it.
Well, you know, I think the other thing, if you look at Africa, they are also willing to send a team over to Africa to develop an industry in Africa. And well, of course, they'll also bring in the employees to help run that thing. Well, therefore, they're in control of some of these mining operations that are bringing up the critical materials for whether it's semiconductors or whatever it's for. They're willing to build a site, but then they're also willing to control that site.
Well, you know, it's not like we weren't forewarned. For years, people have been warning about what China's intent were is regarding the United States of America. And, you know, warning signs have been there all along. Mainstream media doesn't push the narrative.
No.
So we're not going to learn from them. But a lot of other sources out there have been warning us about it. And I don't know. It's maybe gone too far. I don't know.
Well, there's another aspect. I just want to mention one more aspect of our relationship with Saudi Arabia, because it's complicated. And a while back when the, quote, journalist, unquote, was killed, and we did not retaliate, there were a lot of reasons for that. Number one, the, quote, journalist, unquote, was a card-carrying member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that had more to do with his being killed than anything that was called journalism. And again, one of the reasons we don't want to rock the boat with Saudi Arabia is if they get mad at us, well, we remember the oil embargo and also the reserve currency issue. We can't afford to make an enemy there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. And let me go back and introduce everybody, as I forgot to do that in the opening of the show. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com. And that was a very good show you had this morning on 107.1.
Thank you.
And Melissa is with us.
Hello.
And we have Pete Benton.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Oh. Happy 5th of May.
Okay. This is the 5th of May because we're pre-recording, so that's appropriate.
You know the significance of it?
Yes.
It's in the Franco-Mexican War, 1862, that the Mexicans defeated France.
Okay.
It's a major holiday in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was Star Wars Day. You know, may the 4th be with you.
Oh, oh dear.
Okay. We also have Hal and Rainer James.
Maybe there, y'all.
Can y'all bring a little sanity into this?
I don't think we possibly could.
All right. Well, Rainer, speaking of Rainer, you had an article that is in this most recent edition of the County Compass on the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers page. And it's an interesting article because it touches on a couple of bills that are addressing a couple of the issues of our freedom of choice that I'm very passionate about. And it's good to see that some of the people in our state legislature are working on that. Can you tell us what those bills are?
House Bill 558 and House Bill 580. One of them was offered by Larry Pittman, the other by Keith Kidwell. Keith is on both of the bills. Bobby Hanek, Ed Goodwin, and one other person are primary sponsors of one. One of them has to do with making it illegal to have a mandatory COVID-19 vaccine.
Right, House Bill 558.
Uh-huh, and the other one makes it illegal for employers to require an employee to go through any specific medical procedure, and similarly illegal to deny access to public and certain private venues based on the same thing. So, in essence, it's recognizing that it's appropriate that individual people consulting whomever they choose, hopefully credentialed medical people, will make their own medical decisions. This is a free country, and we need to keep it free.
Absolutely.
Both of those bills have a long hike ahead. They have each been assigned to a committee. One is a judiciary committee, the other is health. And they each have two more committees to go through after that, assuming they're reported out favorably. So it's something that if people care about it, they really need to help us work on that. It's an issue of freedom, an issue of
absolutely.
Liberty.
Well, you know, nowhere in the world should it be okay, especially in the United States of America, under our Constitution, and with the recognition of our freedoms that we've had since this country was founded, should anybody be required to have something put into their body mm-hmm. against their will?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is quite frankly, experimental. Now, obviously, there's empirical evidence that it, for a lot of people, it goes well, but not for everybody.
That's right. And, you know, it burns me up that they have the audacity. Some of these people out there that want to label you mm-hmm. as left, and the liberals so much like to do with their labels, is label you as an anti-vaxxer. Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Because, you know, the polio vaccine and numerous sure. other vaccines were miracle drugs, mm-hmm. okay? But they were true vaccines. These things that they're putting out now are not vaccines, okay? The RNA, they're genetic modifications that are being injected into your body, and nobody knows what the end results are going to be.
Right.
Okay? Are they willing to sign a waiver that they give up all immunity to prosecution if anything comes about these vaccinations? Are they willing to do that?
I think
they'll assume full responsibility for their actions. No, I don't think they
will. It's the opposite. It is. It's actually there will be no suing no matter what.
Yeah.
It's in when they were released that they will not be held responsible for any side effects.
That's standard on vaccines.
But one of the companies stands to make a $26 billion profit off of this. The question is this an, quote, FDA-approved vaccine?
No,
it is not. No. It is an emergency situation. It is not approved. How are you going to force this onto people? And I hear that they want to force this down onto kids. And one of the potential restraints might be, will it interfere with their reproductive fertility
yes.
rates?
Yes.
I mean, I hear it. I don't know whether it's true, but I don't know what
and,
it is.
You know, Bob, take into account the fact that children mostly don't get it, and when they do get it, they don't get very sick.
Thank you, Rick. To everyone's point, we all agree. Remember what Doug said. First and foremost, this is an experimental vaccine. It has not met the rigorous scientific standards for efficacy and for safety. There's three particular phases. And ultimately, what you have to do, it takes approximately 3 to 5 years, 300,000 participants that you have to basically test. Okay, and these scientific measures have not been met. It's absolutely experimental. I can appreciate the fact that, you know, with this virus and everything, there's an issue. People are becoming sick. But, however, if you look at the survival rates and you go, you know, age group by age group and the 50 to 60 years of age, it's a 98.5% survival rate.
Right.
And you're having hydroxychloroquine, you're having vitamin D and all these other modalities and treatments that are extremely effective, and zinc, for, you know, for example. There's a lot of questions here.
A lot of people on the left, but that are, they were flat out wrong, and they know it.
Yes. And also, you know, what you were saying earlier, I think here, you know, if you stop and think about this, why are they doing this? Well, it's very simple. If you get down to the brass knuckles of it, what they're doing is restricting our liberty and our freedom of movement.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. They're encroaching upon our God-given rights of, you know, and our freedoms.
By the way, I also, you know, with the vaccine right now, or the experimental vaccine right now, who gets to pay for this? You and I do.
That's right.
Because the government is subsidizing the payment. The private entities are making the profit. The payment is being made by us, the taxpayer.
It's not capitalism. It's crony capitalism.
Well, I think that who's going to pay for it in the long run are going to be our children and grandchildren. That after 10, 15, 20 years, we start seeing what were the effects of this. One of the it's been, I think, three people who work at these different, or did work at these different, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer have come out and have actually said, he's this one, and I wish I remembered his name, I'm going to have to look it up, but he said that the virus, the vaccine is coming straight from the computer screen into your arm. It did not go through any mice testing. There were no human trials. There was nothing.
I've seen where they did test it on lab animals.
And the animals died.
And it killed them all, so they buried the test.
Mary, tell us about the conversation the two rats had about it.
There were two rats that met in a bar, and one rat said to the other rat, "Have you had the shot yet?" And the rat turned to him and said, "No, I'm waiting till the human trials are done."
Well, this particular, for the vaccine that he was talking about, that was what he had stated. But what I want to know is why, if it's not driven by fear, if there's not a greater plan to this, why was last year, when it was so prevalent and there was no vaccine and we didn't know about the, you know, wearing the mask and the social distancing and all that, it was 3% of the children who were affected by it, 3%. This year, at the same time, it's 22%.
When we have
been locked down, social distance, wearing masks, not going to school.
Manipulation.
Explain control, that. I need control, to know why all of a sudden these children are so susceptible to it.
Well, I think you do know.
Yeah.
I'd like to steer people to our website, cctaxpayers.com, under CCTA News, a post I put up today, History of Pandemics. It's a beautiful color chart that starts with the Antonin Plague and comes right on through bubonic plague, 17th century Great Plagues, 18th century Great Plagues, all the way down, yellow fever, HIV, AIDS, which is huge, the Asian flu, all those things. And then down here we have COVID-19, almost insignificant compared to many of the plagues that we've lived through and gone through over history. And it gives you the death toll from the highest to the lowest. It's a beautiful chart. Like I said, cctaxpayers.com. Check it out there.
Mary showed me an article today about the death rate connected with that. Share that with everybody. If you
This was posted. Let me pull it up here. It was posted on a site called Powerline Blog, and it was written by John Hinderacker. And he points out that he has a graph showing the mortality in the U.S. per capita from the CDC. And the death rate, the overall death rate in America is going down rapidly right now. And the reason it's going down rapidly is that a lot of the elderly who were not in good shape to begin with have died in the past year because of COVID. And because of that, there aren't as many people dying now. I mean, the comment was made, the statistics show that those who were older and not in good shape when they caught COVID did pass away, and that's horrible. That's unfortunate. But most of these people were, you know, again, as one doctor put it, they had one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. And it's just, I mean, they probably died 6 months earlier than they should have, if you want to look at it that way. But the fact remains that the death rate in the United States is going down rapidly because of it.
I would also add that probably on death certificates, there are more people that are actually dying from the real cause, whether it's a motorcycle accident or drowning or whatever else, rather than being attributed to COVID. Because many of those people that had originally been attributed to COVID, there was never a test done on them.
Right.
A legitimate test.
Well, I want to go back to the labeling. You know, it just infuriates me that you want to label me as an anti-vaxxer. You want to get nasty with me because I'm not wearing a mask. Well, look, how about all the latest scientific evidence and medical evidence that shows that now people that have been vaccinated are shedding. They're shedding the virus onto people like me. Where's my hostility going to come from? I mean, what am I going to do
because
about the fact?
Because you firmly believe that people should have the right to make their own choices.
Right. If you want to wear a mask, you wear the mask. That'll protect you from me, okay? I have a God that I put my faith and trust in, and I have common sense, and I avoid certain situations. So I don't need the mask, all right? And I've been around many, many groups of people not wearing the mask, and most of the people I know that have had the virus are ones that do wear the mask. Okay?
Pete? Thank you, Rick. The beauty of a democracy in this great republic is this. We have the right to choose how to live our lives. Okay? That's called freedom. Mm-hmm. The government has no right whatsoever to encroach upon our personal decisions dealing with our health, our personal lives, our security, etc. Therein is the problem. Ronald Reagan once said, as the power of government expands, so does the rights of the people contract. Mm. Bingo. That's your answer.
That's right. Also, talking about the bills, the new legislation, there's a bill. I can't remember the name of it, but one of the representatives referred to it as it's nothing more than assisted suicide. It's to elderly people just, you know, help them pass away peacefully. The same people that are arguing against that are okay with letting the government inject something into you, okay? They don't want you to, you know, help somebody pass away, and I'm not advocating that you should.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm just making a comparison that how you can gape at a gnat and swallow a camel, in other words.
Well, you know, the if you look at the abortion movement, there used to be my body, my choice. Well, now it's no longer your choice. We don't have our choice anymore. It's reversed.
Right. It's amazing how they mold the narrative to fit what they want it to fit, their agenda. And it changes. The words change. Everything changes.
I think Hal was ahead of me. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah. One of the things I found interesting about Raina's report, on a lighter side really, is she mentioned Bobby Hanek. And Bobby Hanek is a name that not many of us are familiar with, probably. And he is from coastal Carolina. He represents seven or eight counties up in the far northeastern area. And he's a real character. He dresses outlandishly sometimes, and he wears such fancy shoes that one time we were up there and we called him heard him call Shoes. I think maybe Keith started calling him Shoes. But he has taken a very conservative stance. He jumped right in there with Larry Pittman and Keith Kidwell and other conservative people in the, Conservative Council?
Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, the Freedom Caucus. And I think he's just a breath of fresh air, actually, the way he cuts up, carries on. We have fun.
You could safely say he takes his work seriously. He doesn't take himself seriously.
Well
he's
said, Maynard. Thanks. That's exactly what
And he is willing to speak up.
Yeah.
Very, very willing.
Yeah. And we saw a group of us out in on the walkway between the two buildings and cut up with us and got pictures taken and everything. We had a lot of fun with him.
Interesting to your point, And I always ask, especially, you know, in college, they would teach us deductive reasoning. If you want to understand why something's occurring, there's a couple of essential questions that you ask. Who stands to gain? Why are they doing this? How are they going to be doing it? And here's my thought here on this. And I hate to say this, but I truly believe in my heart that when you ask the question, who stands to gain on this? The hospitals, the pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. That's their motive.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's a part of it and a big part of it.
Yeah.
Well, but there's also the business of the government controlling the people.
Restricting freedom and liberty.
And that is terrible.
Speaking of following the money always makes me think of Bill Gates.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you heard the bad news. He and his wife are getting a divorce. And someone said on the radio this morning, well, gosh, if she only gets $1 billion out of all the billions he's got, and she's set for life.
Okay. I'm sitting here with my phone. It's always right here by my side because I'm constantly getting updates on things. And as we're having this conversation, I get two notices in from different sources. News alert. Michigan woman died of complications after getting COVID-19 vaccine. I get several of these a week. There's more and more of it out there that's not prevalent to most people because mainstream media doesn't care to report on it.
Where do you get those posts from?
Different news, alternative news sources.
Okay.
This one is from Epoch Times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Here's another one that's from DML. And
what does that stand for, DML? Do you know?
I'm not sure. It's DML News. Uh-huh. But anyway, the whole point is, and I've put post up today on cctaxpayers.com under CCTA News. John Draws does a newsletter. It started out, it was about global warming and, you know, wind energy and things like that. But he's expanded into the current situation of COVID. And
his last email was really good.
Yeah. Well, his last newsletter I shared today on our page.
Good.
There's dozens of links to alternative sources, and this is the science community. These are physicists, and they hold PhDs, and they're specialists in their fields, experts in their fields. And he's got links to all these different alternative sources of what's really going on out there. Concerning the COVID crisis, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, and the vaccines. And I think it's a really good source. So go up there. That's what we like to do here with CCTA is to provide you alternative sources. And we give you the source so you can check out what we're saying. We don't want you to believe us any more than you believe CNN. we want you to verify it for yourself. Be your own fact checker. Don't rely on somebody else. Do it yourself.
John Droz was quite a bit in the news there a couple of years ago when he led the drive in several counties to keep from building too many of these windmills.
Right, right. It's a good article. Go read it. Well, let's take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, as always, we still want to remind you to please visit those sponsors you just heard about and thank them for sponsoring CCTA Wake Up Call. Okay, let's move on now. Melissa, what's going on down on the border?
Well, the border is now being called difficulty. So that's an official from the White House. So there,
I guess an invasion would be difficult.
It's a difficulty there. They're still not allowing the press in. But there are many who are going there themselves because we do live in America and you are free to travel.
Did they finally get rid of the cages?
They have built more, actually. So the
to meet with the additional difficulty.
Yeah, the difficulty. Which was Trump's fault because they did not prepare for this.
Under Trump, it was a crisis.
Oh, yes. Well, during the crisis, they did not prepare for this seasonal influx, quote,
difficulty.
Biden, the seasonal influx that happens every year, even though this is a 20-year high for illegal immigrants coming through. I did see an interview done with a border agent. And he talked about the difficulty they're having because, of course, they're way understaffed. It's a 20-year high. No, you know, they are understaffed. And so what these coyotes are doing and the cartel, they're very much aware of that. I mean, they watch our news and, you know, they have their intel just as our Border Patrol does. So what they're doing is they are letting these groups of family and children come across. Okay, so those come in and you've seen on the news where they're turning themselves over to the Border Patrol. So they're actually seeking them out and turning themselves over and taken into custody. Well, once they're turned over, these large groups that come, once they're turned over, the Border Patrol has to leave where they're at and take them to the processing center, correct? So this leaves it wide open, and this is when the cartel sends in all the bad people.
All right.
And it was, you know, people are down there, they're videotaping this. You're not going to see this.
Well orchestrated.
You're not going to see this on mainstream media, but it is happening. The Border Patrol agent said that they are aware it's happening. How are they going to stop it? How can they be in 2, 3, 4 places at once They do not have the support. They do not have the manpower. They cannot do it.
Has the vice president yet visited the site of all of this?
You mean the vice president?
Can I quote her?
Put in charge of
the one that was put in charge of this. Okay. Yeah.
Let me quote her. Not today.
No, she's going to the countries from whence these people come to straighten out those countries first, so that would cure the problem. Yeah, right.
Well, I see we opened up a bucket of worms. And you also said, Mary, that Jen Psaki said this was just Biden cleaning up after Trump.
Yes. And the problem, the refugee problem is bad enough. But the amount of fentanyl that has come across that border since Biden took office has the potential of killing a lot of Americans and has already killed a lot.
But wait a minute. You haven't looked at, you know, Hunter's cut of that is significant. You have to realize.
His choice is crack.
Come on. Speaking of President Trump, I was really pleased to watch some show recently where he said that he had, I think, endorsed 132 candidates since he left office, and all but two of them won. I think it was all but two. 130 of them won. And then also, I think Rainer told me that she probably knows more about it than I do then, that he's also set up a TV show now. I don't know whether it's streaming or exactly what, but I sure want to find out. I just found out that today that he has set up some way of communicating with us on a regular basis.
On a web, he has a website.
Well, he has a new website that he will post his feelings, and you can sign up so you will get advance notice. By the way, full disclosure, I did sign up. But as soon as he's got an article there, you can then share that article under your name on Facebook, Twitter, or what's the other ones that are there? I don't know, but you can. He's posted the article. You look at it. Now you can share it.
Right.
So what is Facebook the chicken going to do about it? Because Facebook will not renew his account. So I think that everybody just needs to post something that says hashtag Facebook is chicken.
That's not going to help, Bob. I'm sorry. CDC and the schools. Melissa, what about that?
Ooh. Well, it was actually leaked. Some emails, quite a few emails were leaked where there was between the CDC and the largest teachers union where the CDC and them are discussing. The CDC reached out to them to discuss children going back to school.
Who's CDC? Let's get that straight.
Center for Disease Control.
All right.
And Prevention.
And I didn't know they had that much to do.
And even though Biden and his administration said that they would make decisions based on the science, their decisions has been leaked because these emails were looped into the White House, were actually made based on what the teachers union wanted. And right. The teachers union gave $20.2 million through the Democratic Party to get Biden elected. So they are definitely going to want to keep their teachers union happy. I don't think that's a secret to anyone that teachers unions are huge Democratic supporters. But it was not based on the science, because there is no science that said that the children should not be back in school.
Right. The science says otherwise, but like we talked about earlier, how the narrative changes to fit their agenda. So.
Mm-hmm. How about the critical race theory in schools? I understand they've changed the name of it and moving on with the program as directed to by the Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Carolina. But they're trying to kind of go undercover with it, with confuse people about what it actually is. So I'm wondering about that. And we know any more about that?
Well, not really. I don't. But there's daily more and more coming out about it. More and more grassroots efforts are getting in place to combat it.
Well, there was a bit large group that went up to the General Assembly within the last few days.
They filled up the building, is what I understand.
Yeah, so people are worried about it, that's for sure.
We have some very exciting news. Next Tuesday at Moore's Barbecue here in New Bern, mm-hmm. which will be May the 11th, you will have Sloan who's
Rackmuth.
Rackmuth,
yeah,
who's the Education First Alliance. Right. Mark Robinson will be there. I'll be there and some other folks, and we're going to discuss.
So Mark is coming?
As far as I know, he's coming.
Well, I didn't know about Mark being there. That's wonderful. But, you know, that's the subject of our June CCTA and, public meeting.
I just want to mention, I talked to a parent today who took their child out of the Craven County Public Schools because of the indoctrination that is going on there. And if the public schools do not wake up, their attendance is going to go down. And I think the taxpayers are going to take a really good look at what they're paying for and not getting.
I think it's already gone down rather precipitously.
Well, it's not just the critical race theory and that stuff. It goes on and on and on. The agenda is so broad. The creator, the writer, the publisher of the 1619 Project, and her name escapes me. I'd have to look it up. But
he's got a double last name is all I can think at the moment.
UNC has hired her as a professor. Now, where does UNC get their money to hire professors?
The state.
You and me.
Some of it comes from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I messaged one of our representatives today and said, how much of the money for this person to spread their liberal agenda and their indoctrination through our higher education system is coming out of the taxpayers' pocket, and what can we do about it?
Well, one of the things that I really appreciated is at a meeting recently, Tim Colatoni, who was a candidate for the Craven County School Board last election and lost, as all conservatives did, but he has children in the school system now. So he's that young, you know. If I got great-grandchildren, he's got school-age children. But he says, he told us some of the things that the children come home and say about what they're getting in school. And it was very moving. You know, he knew what he knew it because his own children were telling him these adverse things that they're trying to teach them in school.
Yet when we confront the school board or any of the other officials within the school system, the superintendent of the school, they all claim it's not in Craven County. It's not in our schools.
Rick, I want to make a shameless plug for CCTA. You know, we've got people who are looking at the school board. We've got people who go to Raleigh to work on legislation. But as is obvious from our conversation this evening, it's all over the ballpark, things that have gone wrong and need fixing. So we need reinforcements. We need good members to join us. And they don't
Absolutely.
Have to do everything, but they can find a place to put their oar in, and we'll get stronger and get more of this job done.
Right.
We really need more watchdog reports. We really do. In some of the other counties, if we could get good watchdogs that would go to their Board of Commissioners meetings and report back and things like that.
Commissioners, school board, all across the board.
And folks, listen to what Rainer's saying now, because if you'll do your research with what is currently going on, you'll find out that it's the grassroots effort that is making changes across this country in different states. Mm-hmm. It's the people at the local level that are standing up and saying, no, we're not taking this mess anymore.
Yeah,
we're not
putting
up with it.
There are too many people who are in the establishment to do with politics.
Right.
On both sides, who just don't have a backbone. We need to have our own backbone
right.
and cause them to grow one.
We need to be just as aggressive with our counterattack as the liberals are with their attack.
Amen.
Just like what the teachers union just did, being able to keep our kids out of school for months and months and months, you know, they do have a strong platform. They will do everything they can to get critical race theory into our schools. Of course, it's already there, but the entire program that they're trying to push through that a lot of people are waking up to and noticing, you know, of course they'll change the name. Didn't they change Common Core?
Common Core.
They changed the name of that.
And swore up and down it wasn't in.
Exactly.
Matter of semantics, it's in.
And I just want to make it clear that being against critical race theory you need to understand, if you think that, you know, oh, you're a racist or you white supremacy tendencies, you need to really look at what it is. It is teaching our young children, these children who are in kindergarten, who are in preschool, who do not look at their little black friend or white friend or Asian friend or Chinese friend and see someone different. They see another human being. And we, this critical race theory is teaching them to look at them and see something different.
Yes.
It's teaching them to say,
teaching racism.
It is teaching racism. Thank you. That is exactly what it is doing. And we keep, it's going to drive the world backwards.
I just want to add some of the mechanics. If you folks like to sit and surf the internet or whatever else, surf to NCLEG.gov. The North Carolina legislature. Go up and look up the House bills. Go up and look up the Senate bills. If you find a bill that you see that you like, well, then get on the phone.
Or don't like.
Or don't like. Get on the phone and call reps. Doesn't have to be just your rep. But if a representative's legislative aide gets 5 phone calls on the same subject, that will make it to the legislator.
Right.
You have power.
Absolutely. Something Melissa said struck a nerve because it reminded me of a post I shared on Facebook today when you talked about the little kids in school not seeing the color and all. A man went to the Great Lakes Military Cemetery. He took some pictures while reflecting on what's going on in our country today, and then he wrote this simple little poem. I don't see any color here. The headstones look the same. No black, no brown, no white skin tone. There's no one here to blame. These soldiers fought and died for you. Their color you can't see. Your rights are still protected. Here's the place to take a knee.
Peace. All right.
Wow. Amen.
1619 Project is a long-form journalism project developed by Nicole Hannah Jones. That's writes from the New York Times. Here's the ultimate objective or motive: to reframe the country's history by placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of black Americans at the very center of the United States national narrative. More than anything, it's a Leninist, Marxist ideology, right, indoctrination of our younger people.
And the top historians across this land are standing up against it.
Yes.
It's a false narrative.
In case there's somebody out there that doesn't know, 1619 was the year that slaves were first brought into Virginia.
That's true. 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege to go attend the Cape Carteret Baptist Church of Pastor Tom Cacodellis of the Family Research Council and my good friend Clarence Henderson, who was one of the original 4 gentlemen who in 1960, with Joe McNeil and a few others, sat at the lunch table there in World War Store and said, we're going to have lunch. Okay? Clarence Henderson is very much against critical race theory.
Right.
Bless him.
He said, we need to talk about the things that unite America, not divides America.
Right.
Oh, here. There are many prominent African Americans who are very much against it because they see it for what it is.
Including our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
He is very much opposed to it and who has not been recognized by our governor, Roy Cooper. Matter of fact, they stood on the same platform, and Cooper said North Carolina was a racist state, and here's the first black lieutenant governor in North Carolina's history standing over his shoulder.
Wow.
Now, how did we get to be a racist state and he get to be lieutenant governor?
It's a puzzle, isn't it?
It is.
Well, the same way that we are a racist America, yet we elected twice a black president, we have a black...
No, we don't. You going to say vice president?
She's not black.
There you go.
Sorry.
She's adopted that persuasion.
The really sad part of this is that Barack Obama, as the first black president, had a chance to really bring the country together.
He chose not to.
He did. And he said that, I mean, that was obvious right at the beginning when the new Black Panthers were not charged with anything despite a video that showed them intimidating voters.
Mm-hmm.
And it went downhill like a brick from there.
Yep.
And he had a golden opportunity. He could have been enshrined in American history as one of our great presidents. The man is not stupid. He's a very smart man. And he was capable of doing a really good job. And he chose not to.
He doesn't like America, and he doesn't like Americans.
And that's sad.
He chose to do what he set out to do. And he did it very well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take another quick break, and we'll be back to finish his show in just a moment.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I want to touch on a subject that just another one that really makes me irate, and that's the way our law enforcement people are being treated, and the way they're suffering so much because of this racial divide that's being generated in our country by those with a socialist agenda. And trying to divide us one against another through race. And it's sad that the people that were always respected, when I was small, you were told if there's anything wrong, if you're in trouble, if you're lost, whatever, mm-hmm. you see the man with the blue uniform, go to him.
Yep, I got told your the
friend.
Same thing.
He's your friend. He will help you. And now it's run from them. Mm-hmm. They're evil. They're going to kill you. Run from them. It's deplorable.
Well, just like many of the other things we've discussed, what they say is the exact opposite of what exists. They're still absolutely. Just as good as they ever were.
But we're losing them. Right, Pete?
Yeah.
We're losing
absolutely.
Them. Right
absolutely.
And left. They're resigning. They're getting out
retiring
of
retiring early.
Right. And
who can blame them?
Yeah. You know there's a target on your back.
Sure.
Number one, for being a police officer. And number two, if you're a white police officer, there's two targets on you.
You know what I would say? My dad was blue for 41 years. He was almost killed in the line of duty. I would tell every American, reach out to your law enforcement, your fire rescue, your first responders. Go do something nice for them. Cut their grass, wash their car, take their family out to dinner. Do something like on Memorial Day, Veterans Day, the 4th of July. Recognize these people. Let them know how much you care about them and how much you appreciate what they do to keep us safe and free.
Absolutely. And now that you mentioned that, CCTA is doing just exactly that.
Our Back to Blue program.
May the 18th, the third Tuesday of the month, is our monthly program, and it's our annual Back to Blue event. And we've got Sheriff Asa Buck from Carteret County will be coming in, Sheriff Chip Hughes of Craven County, and Sheriff Chris Davis of Pamlico County, and Chief of Police Patrick Gallagher. He's new to New Bern. He's just taken over that job. He's accepted the invitation. They all will be recommending some of their troops for recognition, those that have gone above and beyond the call of duty. And
I look forward to hearing their stories. They're always good.
Right. And their families are invited to come with them as we recognize them. They'll each get an award, and we give them some gift certificates and things like that.
Gladys Cecil is serving as chairperson for the committee that's putting that together now. And she has told me that they're having a demonstration of the police dogs again.
The canine units,
right. Yeah. That's always fascinating. That love to watch that.
And Nancy Brinkley's helping.
And Nancy Brinkley's also. And I think both of them have been busy staying in contact with the sheriff and the police chief and putting this together.
All right. And like I said, that's an annual event that we've been putting on for a number of years now. It's very enjoyable. We usually have good turnout for that. And
you are invited.
Yes, you are invited. It's free of charge. Now, we do pass the hat to help pay for the facility, but there is no admission fee there. You'll get to meet with these fine officers and their superiors and also their families. You can shake their hands and thank them personally for what they're doing for you.
And you just mentioned what I think is one of the really nicest parts of it, to thank their families, because they always ask their families to come up with them and have their picture taken with them, each one of them. And sometimes they bring 8 or 10 people. You know, it's a real good group. It's a fun thing, and everybody, it's a feel-good thing.
Right, and you got to remember, folks, it's not just these officers putting their life on the line that are making the sacrifice. Those families are making a big sacrifice, too. Amen. So it's time to come and honor them both, the families and the officers, and that's May 18th, downtown New Bern, 7 p.m., Stanley Hall Ballroom. Free and open to the public, and we hope you all will take an opportunity to join us there. We'd love to meet you. And while you're there, you can sign up to help out in CCTA on the many committees we have established. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. We'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Cecil, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.